the International Center for Molecular Gastronomy, AgroParisTech INRA. The center for many people together, working together, understanding food, making new food, making intelligent food, making food for tomorrow.
The central nervous system of this new center is world-renowned French physical chemist Hervé Thys. His enthusiasm for molecular gastronomy, which he co-founded in 1988, has certainly caught on. The centre is bringing together currently informal study groups in molecular gastronomy around the world so they can get more finance for their research. It's also launched a free online molecular gastronomy journal. But for the non-scientists among us, just what are we talking about?
Molecular gastronomy, it's a science looking for mechanism of phenomena occurring when you cook. For example, when you grill a steak, it turns brown. Why does it turn brown? It could turn yellow or purple or green. No, it turns brown. Why brown?
So what you might say, but the applications of molecular gastronomy can be quite radical.
Recently, with teenagers, we got more than 40 liters of whipped egg white from one egg. What does it mean? It means that
you'll put egg farmers out of business.
Yes or no, there is something true.
But that's not a reason not to reflect on what you can do.
If you have a new product, let's say, you can make new food products. And then there is a question of economy. I mean, imagine that you want to have a guest for dinner and you make a chocolate mousse. Okay. If you need only one egg instead of 10 to make your friends happy, why should you pay for 10 eggs? If one is enough. So it's a question of home economy. It's very important. We are not rich. We have to make the better use of the food product we get.
Everybody want to eat really good quality, but at the same time, they don't have time to cook at home. They don't have time to prepare something after they're working.
That's Professor Weon Sun Shin, a food chemist from Hanyang University in Seoul, South Korea, who's currently working alongside Hervé Thys in Paris. She's using molecular gastronomy to help her country's food industry keep up with the times.
I'm developing home replacement food. We call it HMR, which has exactly the same taste and exactly same emotions from the home meal, but should be made in industry.
The meals have to be tasty but competitively priced, so shrimp flavouring rather than real shrimp extract, for example, is the way forward. The problem is there's a lack of written recipes for traditional Korean dishes.
These days, the food industry wanna make is very convenient food, but they don't know how to translate the old recipes to the quite innovative cooking. So I want to translate this kind of old recipes to industrialized recipe. So we need to get this kind of molecular gastronomy notions.
But molecular gastronomy isn't just about helping provide people with what they want to eat. It could quite simply be the solution to feeding people full stop, says Hervé Thys.
Remember that in the future, in 2050, there will be 10 billion of people on the earth. There will probably not be enough food for them. So we have to learn how to do our best with food, with energy and with water in particular. And this is why molecular gastronomy in particular is important.
The International Center for Molecular Gastronomy is setting up a similar center in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and has projects with Chile, Finland and Lebanon in the pipeline. For RFI in Paris, I'm Alison Hurd.